Of course, the trailer hitch on the caravan story. You remember the trailer hitch on the caravan? My
no.
Most, no, come on, seriously. It is without doubt the most...
Do I look like I remember much this morning?
No, you don't.
No.
Mike, do you know my trailer hitch on the caravan story?
No, I need to learn this.
Well,
I need to learn this.
Very, very quickly, because this may inspire you out there, because we're doing the ludicrous and very painful, but not, this is both the most ludicrous and the most painful. And I'll very quickly again. Rainy night in Kent. I'm on tour now. It's a rainy night in Kent. It's night time. We're down at the Dymchurch caravan site. The kids are like and five. So you've got they're both looking out over them. I'm telling them the stories of Dr. Sin, who rides across the moors and the thunder's going. It was great. We're behind the curtain. They're saying, "Well, here," and I'm saying, "Yeah. See those marshes." Apparently Dr. Sin to this day can be seen riding across the moors on his phantom horse. And if you keep looking out there, kids, oh, Dad, don't go. No, seriously, just look for a minute. So I'm just going to go and get us a cup of tea. Keep looking and tell me if you see him. So I leave them behind the curtain. Somebody says, "Don't do this to him. You're frightened." "Oh, it's all right. They love it." So I quietly open the caravan door. And I figure I'm going to run round to the front of the caravan, duck down under the window and leap up. Yeah! Very, very good thing for the old man to do, I think. So... for some reason, I thought they'll lose belief if I take the right amount of time. I better run as fast as I can round to the front of the caravan in the dark, in the rain, forgetting the front of the caravan's not the front of the caravan. There's that big metal trailer hitch behind there, isn't there? And I came round the corner about 35 miles an hour. The kids saw me flying like Superman. They just flew past the window. Literally, man, he flew past the window. And I think... anyway, so I lay there on the grass and I hit the trailer hitch square across the shins. And even in the dark, as I looked down, it was white and gathered, the skin. And the body does something at times like this. Your cheek probably knows. Mm-hmm. It says, "I'm going to give you about 30 seconds before, that's all I can hold the pain off for. You've got 30 seconds to get yourself together for this." And then it kicks in. And I was wet and covered. I'm on the floor and I can come round. But then... the worst part, of course, I knew, everyone inside knew what had happened, because apparently the caravan went up on one wheel, right? And then back down again. And I came around to the door, and I thought, when I open this door, because my sister-in-laws are there, and my wife, and everyone's going to try not to laugh. And I've got blood coming from my shins, I'm bedraggled, and I opened the door, and took the two steps up in the caravan, and I ran into the trailer hitch, and I went, "Oh, no, honestly, no, you